story. So we have this PO there and doing that session when he is, you know, Soma session, as he calls it, where he is having this very profound, the profoundest ever probably experience, and just describing it piece by piece. And it starts there with, continue from last time, the seven levels, and he's there in that exhibition that he just wrote about in his book. And then he's in Burloka, but then, as they usually do in hypnotherapy, close the eyes, and Burloka's out there. We step through some steps into a door into Buvarloka. And as he does that, now he's doing a self-hypnosis session here, and then he's, as they also normally do in hypnotherapy, he's let the outside world take a break, and I'm here now in the mental world, the inside world, and that's Buvarloka. So we are now in the story. I could draw this as a card, you know, in panels. And because it's a mystical experience here that we need to document somehow. And then he's there and he's thinking, what now? Where should I go? Last time I did this kind of session, I was up in Maharloka. So maybe I should just quickly go up there and then continue from there. And then there's a voice kind of from within telling him, hey, stop that linear 1, 2, 3 thinking. Just let go and be here. Just be. And then he realizes, of course. And he's just there. And as he is, he finds himself in the midst of an experience that is quite evidently, I mean, in our story, related to the second chakra. And that's very interesting because Burloka, the earthly level that could be represented in his book or in his theories with the root chakra, whatever they're called. And he stepped through the door into Buvarloka, which then would correspond to the next chakra, the first step. And hasn't been able to figure out if that's really just speculative or can be defended by enough evidence to be, you know. But something there, he didn't even think that. He was just there. And the connection between the chakras and the lokas is doing basically as he speaks these words, thinking back. Because all of a sudden, he finds himself there, vulnerable and, you know, all of it, in a sexual situation. With the lady that he has come to think of as possibly being his soulmate. That he is in love with. Whether unhappy or just at a distance, time will tell. that's his situation there. So in any case, and then when he has gone through all that, what happened there, which is a story in itself, which is reserved for a very select few, or maybe just one. He goes upwards to the next, to the stomach, from the genital level to the stomach, and things happen there too. Questions are asked him, and now he is not just some distant observer or amused inner explorer. He's right in there himself, and it's about a woman who owns the stomach. He's there with his head on or whatever, and which may be full of a child, or a child on the stomach, newly born, and him as a proud father. What do you do then? He considers, he answers honestly, straightforwardly, and then at a point there's some kind of quiet, okay, and he finds himself on the next chakra, incidentally, and this is what I really wanted to, that's why I started recording this, because it's really good for that story. I can see it in front of me in the panels of the graphic novel. And there is at the heart chakra, but with her, again with that woman, who is now a mother, who is now aging, which is not the problem because he is significantly older than her anyway, so that's not her problem in this case, good for her. But still, the way women feel when they are approaching middle age, you know, in their early 40s something, how about this, how about that, will you be with me even when this and when that? And then he speaks up and says, you know, all these other things that we went through here now today, I only want to go through when our hearts are united in love, soul to soul, real love between us as real us. Not some illusion, not some play, not some game. Some second life romance, but the real. You, eternal young you, and me, the eternal young me. And then he stops talking, and he, you can see from his heart there goes that strong beam of love into her heart. And what happens then? Because he doesn't want to talk anymore. It's now a matter of just loving. not to show off something. Look at how much I love you. But just open that heart towards the other heart, her over there. And this is the answer. Now it's up to you. And then he lets go again. And that's where they stay in this scene here. They don't need to go up to higher local. But the thing is here now, where are we? We are, if we connect the chakras and the lokas just for interest sake, the bhuva loka then is that, what is it called, sexual chakra. Svarga is the solar, the navel chakra, it's the stomach basically. That's heaven, where you enjoy a lot, right? Which is kind of, I mean, it makes sense because there you have the sexual and you have the power and the whole enjoyment and nutrition and stomach and I don't know, I'm just speculating. But also the higher control and the kshatriya, you know, the Indra, pious kshatriyas go to heaven and meet Indra, that kind of thing there. But again, then the heart chakra would then be Maharloka. So it goes back to Maharloka. And why? Because here, it's not about the genitals. It's not about the power and the profits and whatever, you know, how to say, ability to handle the material world out there to one's benefit, which has to be done, of course. And it's not just about procreation, following the genitals, but it's about all of those leading up a higher level. Yes, man and woman get together and they enjoy and please each other and share love. And there's a child and they take care of the child. And so on. But then, what's more important, and which is kind of the sun or the polar star that shines down on the all the levels of their relationship, is the heart to heart. Beyond the outside, you know, physical forms, which you then find in Svarga, not physical, but you know, opulence and enjoyments and this and that, including, you know, sexual, they say something in heaven, they are enjoying heavenly sex, you know, it's a different idea there than, you know, in the Christian where they're playing harp, or what's it called, harp. So anyway, so I'm still in the story here, so whatever we want to show. But then you have the two hearts, boy and girl, woman and man, who are united in love. And if you go all the way to the sexual unification, I mean, if you talk like this, sexual union, when they are, you know, having an orgasm together, that which we only see down there on the second chakra level, and that's all there is, it's kind of just a little blimp sensation at worst, you could say. But when it's happening from up on the heart level, two hearts that unite in love, you know, and then you're talking, you know, the Tantra, Vaishnava, Tantra, you can get into all kinds of things. So then that would be the, maybe the old peer sitting there philosophizing, could be the Maharloka again. It's above that, you know, running around and enjoying luxury and all that in Swarga, in heaven, and getting all kinds of riches and beautiful ladies around you because you lived, you know, did good karma in your earthly life. But it's about that, it's about the heart, heart-to-heart relationships, and again, God is in the center. God is everywhere, with everyone, with us all the time. And the love of the divine couple is, you know, we are part of that by having love between us as well. So we can then also even show that Maharloka is nice, simple dwellings, a little bit like Sweden, maybe the nicest part of it. Little nice houses, and it's close to nature and beautiful nature and north-ish. And it's interesting, actually, we could use that. And people, you know, you have families there, woman, man, children, friends, and they are just happy with the simple. And again, they, as it says, join in jagyas, where the Supreme Lord is there happily receiving their oblations, you know, mantras and ghee, as it says. Beautiful scene there, actually. So there he is, and then, I mean, there is this incredible scene coming up, which also can open up the whole game, understanding the karma game.